It is Morning Edition from NHPR. With primary day just 2 weeks away, presidential campaigns are putting their final ground games into high gear. Today we're checking in with the two campaigns with perhaps the most at stake in a big New Hampshire finish, those of Senators Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. Right now, NHPR's Jason Moon reports from the Sanders campaign, which is relying, in part, on the robust organization that it built in the last New Hampshire primary 4 years ago.
It's 9 a.m. on a Saturday at a Bernie Sanders campaign office in Manchester. Volunteers about to canvass are getting a pep talk from Nina Turner, a national co-chair for the Bernie Sanders campaign.
Twitter is wonderful, Instagram is wonderful, Facebook, all of that social media stuff is wonderful. But we cannot win this election with that alone. We need real people knocking on the doors of other real people and talking to them about what is at stake.
Near the end of her speech, Turner asks the group of about 20 volunteers to raise both hands.
And with these hands, we will have Medicare for all. With these hands, we will cancel college debt, cancel medical debt. With these hands, we will restore Mother Earth.
But first, these hands are going to knock on doors. The volunteers stock up on flyers, they download lists of addresses from the campaign onto their smartphones, and then they fan out across the city. In these final weeks before the primary, the Sanders campaign is telling supporters that this is the single most valuable thing they can do.
Okay, this is 651 Pine to 743. So that's my...
One of the volunteer canvassers this morning is Marianne Bijirano. Bijirano is in her 60s, she lives in Hooksett, and she is committed to helping Bernie Sanders get elected.
It's about what he's telling us is it's a movement. It has to come from us because obviously we haven't been listened to.
Bijirano started canvassing for Sanders back in 2016. She was part of the movement that delivered more than 60% of the vote for Sanders that primary. Between that campaign and this one, she estimates she's gone out door knocking more than 50 times for the Vermont senator.
Would you do this for any other candidate?
No, this has to be, for any of the other candidates, no.
After visiting each door, Bijirano enters information into an app on her phone. Did the voter answer the door? What candidate are they supporting? What issues did they talk about? The Sanders campaign says it has data on more than 50,000 New Hampshire voters so far, thanks to volunteer canvassers. But this morning, it's slow going. Only a few people are answering their doors.
Hi. Daniel or Lee?
I'm Lee.
Hi. I'm with the Bernie Sanders campaign.
No, I'm not interested.
You're not interested? Okay. Thanks for your time.
Yeah.
Bye-bye now.
But experience keeps Bijirano from getting too disappointed. She trudges through slushy sidewalks. She knocks on door after door. And when they don't answer, she knows just how to wedge the campaign flyer between the doorknob and the door frame so it doesn't fall on the ground.
Your hope is that, I know it, you know, most people throw them away, I know that, but your hope is that there's that one person.
But the Sanders New Hampshire campaign isn't betting only on the enthusiasm of super volunteers like Bijirano. To win, they'll also need to turn out a key constituency for Sanders on Election Day, young people. A recent WBUR poll found Sanders has the support of 52% of Democratic voters under 30 in New Hampshire. He also recently won the endorsement of the New Hampshire Youth Movement. But historically, getting young people to actually vote is a challenge. At a recent rally in Exeter, Sanders' campaign staff had voters check in by answering questionnaires on laptops set up near the entrance. Jessica Dunham, who's in her mid-30s, said the questions seemed mostly targeted at younger people.
It was the questions about the students, if you'd be interested in like hosting a student group at your school, stuff like that. There was definitely an emphasis on kind of a younger crowd and younger volunteers.
Young or old, starting tomorrow, canvassers for the Sanders campaign will switch from trying to persuade voters to making sure that those they've identified as supporters get out and vote on primary day. Jason Moon, NHPR News.